Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking time on your Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me today is a new temporary co-host that works with Dr. Green, Jean Marie Recker. Welcome, Jean Marie.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Green is enjoying himself on a really, really nice vacation. I've been following his photos on Facebook, and I'm very, very, very jealous. I need a little time off myself, and hopefully in the next couple days, I'm actually going to do that. You know, rest is one of the important nutrients for sure, and that's probably the one I'm the most deficient in. Before we get going, let's perhaps, Jean Marie Record, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, what kind of work do you do, and how do you do it, and kind of your approach and feelings about, you know, natural health and prevention?
Sure, thanks. Well, like Ed said, I'm a nurse practitioner. I work at CHI Memorial Family Practice Associates in Ringgold, Georgia. And a lot of what I do focuses on treating people who are ill, but a bigger part of what I do is helping to prevent those illnesses in the first place. A lot of those means do include good nutrition, hydration, adequate rest, and physical activity. And I teach my patients all day long that those things in combination will help prevent a lot of the chronic illnesses that plague our country right now.
You know, years and years ago, that was a conversation that would have been so rare to have with a health professional as yourself, because you used, to me, the really magic word, which is teach. You know, that is, you're not there, and I think we are certainly evolving more and more into the conversation that says, you know, you're not there just to tell people what to do. You're there to help, perhaps even set a good example, be a teacher, learn some complex things, and then distill it down for workable levels for patients who are needing and asking for help. You are the front line of so many people who are struggling. Now, you know, a lot of people some people are blessed in life and they can come, you know, once in a blue moon and they seem to do well, and even sometimes despite bad habits, but the general population today is suffering. We have a epidemic of insomnia and arthritis and lack of energy and depression and low libido and all the things that kind of reduce the quality of life for anyone who's living. And I know I'm quite a bit older than you. I'm sure at least double. And I remember back when I was in my 20s, we did not have the type of situations that we have today. Yes, we had people who were, you know, having some serious problems. We had people who dropped dead. We had heart disease. We had all the same diseases. But the thing is that's changed to me is that the people today that are 40s and 50s are having this kind of conditions that I watched and listened to about people who were in their 70s back when I was young.
Yes,
all the same diseases are here, but dadgummit, they seem like they're hitting generation before they used to. And I think, you know, you and myself, because I'm, you know, Nutrition World owner, I've been doing this for 40 years, dealing with learning of nutrition, talking to people, watching health, helping people with their health. You know, we are the front lines, and many people today need assistance because, as the blessing of the internet, it is wonderful. I would never want to go back to an age without it. However, it is so complex, it's so confusing, it's so illogical at times. There's such a massive quantity of information, and many of it is biased, and so much is there to sell you something that sometimes people in the field of health, what I'm finding, and you tell me if you kind of sense this with your conversations, they throw their hands up. They actually just say, to heck with it all. I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to do what I want. And I hope for the best. And if I get sick, the doctor will give me a pill. And, of course, you and I both know, like Dr. Green also knows, you know, sometimes there's a pill that can really help. But really and truly, the real need is a day-to-day, week-to-week buildup of health through the right habits. Don't you agree?
Oh, I would definitely agree. And I think sometimes it's just a mindset shift that people have to go through in order to realize that medicine is not the fix-all for a lot of the health problems we see. I do talk to my patients and teach them every day that this pill is not going to fix you. There has to be some lifestyle changes involved as well to keep your health on track. And I do have a lot of patients coming in worried about their health after they have been on Google or some other internet search and come in convinced that they are dying after something they read on the internet. So it is important to me to alleviate those fears and help them be reassured and understand that their health problems are usually quite fixable and are so rarely the threat they feel that they are. But I would agree that it does have to come from us as healthcare providers and nutrition experts to teach people these things, because I feel that a lot of the population truly just doesn't know what good nutrition looks like because of the way they have grown up and technology has advanced and food preparation has changed over the years, and people just need to be educated on how to best serve their own needs.
Well, and, you know, I always say this to Dr. Green, it's really a breath of fresh air for me because of the fact that I've been involved for four decades with nutrition. And, you know, I will have to say, only this past decade has your industry started to embrace this. I have been ridiculed, attacked, sued, taken to court, summoned, tricked by government agencies. Nothing, everything's happened to me. And the reason it all happened to me was because I was not mainstream. I was the voice out there who was saying, you don't always have to take a drug to build your health, because really drugs don't build your health. They treat a problem that helps, and then you get over that problem. But then you got to embrace a lot of new information in order to build your health back. And that wasn't looked upon very friendly by a lot of different health professionals. Well, the momentum's changed, and I certainly am happy to see that, because a lot of the things that I was made fun of for so long has now headlines in many of the, you know, prestigious journals all the way down, and in PubMed is like fabulous in order to confirm so much of what used to be what people would call gossip and things. And, you know, when you talk about people's health, I always, because I kind of live in a box, I live in, you know, the world of nutrition world where I discuss health all day long, 6 days a week. And I tend to assume that sometimes people actually do know more than some people do, because it's not that rare for a person to come in and ask me what a carbohydrate is. I mean, do you get those kind of like questions where you're like, really? I mean, you don't say that, but you think it. And it really puts me back into a place of, I do need to always realize that many people really have almost no understanding of the value of food, the power of what you do with your knife and fork, and then how to really make that workable on an everyday kind of living life. Do you get people who you, when they walk away, you say, wow, they really don't know?
Yes, I see that almost daily. I have a few signs in my patient rooms that do talk about carbohydrates and portion sizes. And oftentimes a patient will be reading those before I come into the room. And then the first thing they ask me is, wait, does this food really have carbs in it? And I say, yes, can you believe that? And they think, well, heck, that's why my blood sugar's been out of control, or that's why I've been gaining weight, because I've been eating this food in excess. I think a monumental moment for me of realization that people seem to just not know about nutrition is I had one patient who was surprised by my telling her that Taco Bell was not a healthy option. She was convinced that it was okay for her, and lo and behold, I had to educate her about the dangers of fast food and how your body responds to them. And she's doing better now that she has stopped consuming foods like that. But it was a simple conversation to shed light on truth that she had no idea about. So I do see it every single day.
And, you know, I think about this a lot. The difference between our daily and weekly activities as citizens of this country, and then you compare it to back in the farming days when we had, you know, we lived on big acreages and we had families and we didn't have any of the stores we go to. We grew our own food. It was, and I've said this before, it was kind of hard to be really unhealthy with your diet because everything came fresh. It all came from whatever you were growing, even, you know, the meats down to every vegetable, to the grains. Very few chemicals, if any, were used. You know, I don't know what year they really started, but you know, before the 60s and 70s, there was really not a lot. And so there was a lot of years, a decades, that everything was organic. We didn't have any pesticides and Roundup and all the poisons, and we certainly didn't have the ability to drive to a Taco Bell. So we didn't need the kind of knowledge we need today. We're living in a jungle of chaos and poisons. Well, you know, if you're walking through Chickamauga Park, you don't have too many worries. But if you're walking through the Amazon jungle and there's snakes that are poisonous, you better know what you're doing. Well, we're in the jungle that has a lot of snakes running around all places, everywhere you look and touch. So that is why we really I value people like you, because I see people more often that are already somewhat into nutrition, or they wouldn't be coming to my store. You see people who've never, ever been into my store and probably never will. They don't read books on nutrition and health. They may not even take a vitamin, or if they do, it's a cheapie like Centrum. So, you know, that is this is just a great conversation to have. And, you know, time just always goes by so fast when I'm having great conversation with someone like you. So it's already time to take our first break. And when we come back, we will be discussing pet health and nutrition. And it's this awesome subject. So we've got that plus a lot more to come. So for Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my guest host, Jean Marie Record, who's in the same office as Dr. Green, who's usually always here with me, but he's being a lazy man. He's on the beach somewhere, and he will be back next Sunday. Well, I'm so excited about today's guest. It's a lady that I have known of and have met at least three times at different nutrition shows over the years, Brenda Watson. And welcome, Brenda.
Well, thank you, Ed. I'm glad to be here today.
Our topic is on pets and pet health, but we're for those people who are kind of like just tuning in on this, this is going to be a little different conversation. This is definitely not your mainstream approach to the kind of chronic issues that we are seeing in our pet population. You know, I know you, Ms. Watson, have been around quite some time, as I have, in the field of natural medicine and health, and we've seen a real, to me, a real decline in, you know, a lot of the health of the public. But I think pets could be even a worse case scenario because of many multiple reasons that you will discuss today. And so welcome to the show. And just tell me a little bit about yourself so the listeners can know where you're coming from and pretty much what we're going to talk about.
Okay. Well, I've been, like you said, Ed, earlier in the natural nutrition health field for, you know, getting on towards 25 to 30 years now. I started out with my own personal health issues, and as a result of that, like many of us in this field, started turning my attention into natural health and was in the human health business in terms of nutrition and education. And my focus, Ed, as you know, was always in gut health. And that was, I started that way back before it was very popular, back in the late 80s, early 90s, talking about gut health, and people thought I was really weird. But as time went on, we came to find out through much research that the microbiome, the gut bacteria, is very essential for our overall health. And so in the human health business, I ended up, that's the way I met you, in a large company we built with probiotics. And I wrote about 7 books on gut health and 6 PBS TV shows educating the public on the importance of what I call our GPS, our gut protection system, because it's our internal radar that helps keep us healthy when it's in balance. And so what happened is I had always had a passion for animals, and I have, I guess you could say, a pack of dogs. I have 4 dogs, and I've always had a lot of dogs, cats. And so as I started to back out of the human health, as, you know, you start getting a little bit older and you think you're going to retire, I decided that I wanted to start helping the pet population, especially dogs and cats. And because as a result of my working with a veterinarian over the last 25 years, who was a traditional as well as holistic, I began to learn that our dogs and cats have the same issues that we do. They have an out-of-balance digestive system that eventually turns into many chronic health problems. And what many people don't understand, Ed, is that, you know, we always think that a GI problem, whether it is human or even a pet, is going to manifest itself in GI symptoms. And in many times it does. But what most people don't realize, and I spent many years educating on, you can have skin issues, like, you know, pet skin issues, dermatitis. You can have even as serious as cancer due to the fact that the digestive system is out of balance. They have leaky gut. And so as I started to turn my attention to the pet world, after many years of working with a very busy vet, I finally, through many, many conversations and watching him work with animals, realized that our pets are having leaky gut too, and their digestive systems are out of balance because they're experiencing the same thing. When you said that we've watched the human population's health grow worse over the years, you're absolutely correct. But what we're seeing now is our animals' health is also deteriorating quickly because they're exposed to the things that we'll talk about today. So that's one of the reasons, is my passion for animals and realizing that I can help owners of pets if they understood the core reason that pets get sick and they have extraordinary veterinarian bills is because the digestive system is out of balance.
That's the perfect explanation. And, you know, on this show, I have discussed the word functional medicine so often. And what it means is, and Jean Marie may also address this, is, you know, I think there's 2 kind of doors you walk through with healthcare. One of them is acute sickness that you need someone that has the best of the best drugs, the best procedures, the best whatever to get you through a pneumonia or a broken leg or some kind of infection. But then the other part is the philosophy of allowing the body and helping it to heal itself. And the word leaky gut is probably confusing to many people, but it affects humans, and I talk about it probably 10 times a day at Nutrition World, because it is allowing a lot, I guess I would say, poisons and toxins to go into the body. Then the body reacts terribly adversely to this. So the treatment is not just to treat a symptom and expect it to be fixed. It's actually to look way back and see what is actually the underlying cause of this. And one of those is what we call leaky gut. And I just want to tell any listener who's just tuning in to Vital Health Radio, this is presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And we are discussing pet health in a very holistic manner. So kind of on this first segment, give me a little bit of more information about, let me say this. I think a lot of people who have pets, I don't presently have a pet, but I've had at least 50 dogs. And I know early in my life, and in fact, Jean Marie, we actually talked about this on the first segment. She's quite a bit younger than I, of course, but I did not see all these bad diseases in humans when I was a teenager and in my 20s, but I also did not see bad diseases in pets back then either. And it seemed to be paralleling that our pasts are very similar. But this leaky gut thing, what is it and why is it happening? And we'll have about 5 minutes to talk about this. We'll take a break and come back and talk further. But what is really behind leaky gut?
Well, what's behind it is inflammation. And so when you look at, and when I say inflammation, I mean there is in humans, a long tube from the mouth all the way through the colon. We call the digestive tube or the digestive tract. Dogs and cats have a similar one. It's just not as long, but they have a bacteria balance of good and bad and neutral bacteria, just like we do, a mixture of all of those. Hopefully the good stays high. So what happens is what happens to create the inflammation and what happens to disrupt that friendly bacteria that's keeping the gut lining semi, and I want to make this real simple, semi-permeable, or think of it like the screen on the window of your house. It lets air through and keeps any unwanted bugs out. Kind of look at it that way. All along the digestive tube, you don't want large molecules entering your bloodstream, like you said earlier, and circulating around your body, creating disease. So the underlying cause is inflammation. Now you go back and say, okay, so why would a dog or a cat's digestive system, or even ours, have inflammation in it? Well, it's a myriad of reasons. They get just as many antibiotics, or maybe even more antibiotics than we're getting as humans, because standard of care in veterinary medicine, in most cases, Ed, is automatically they're going to get an antibiotic. If they go in with whatever, diarrhea, an eye problem, and like you said earlier, if it's acute, if it's something that needs to be treated, we need medicine. We need vets. I love my vets. However, there are so many times that they go in, and whenever they don't really know, they'll just throw the antibiotic at them because they don't know what else to do. And that's exactly what happens in traditional medicine today. And like you said, in functional medicine, we go at it from a different angle. Now, the other thing is antibiotics, but they also get a ton of steroids due to skin issues, because the manifestation of a lot of the problems that dogs and cats have, like even fungus, that we call it candida in humans. It's a different type of fungus in our animals, but it manifests itself in the ears and the eyes and the nose. So they get steroids. They actually absorb more toxins from the environment than we do because they're closer to the ground. They don't have 7 liters of blood in their body. They have a smaller amount of blood, so they're getting the toxin that that people Roundup that they put on their lawns, because we walk our dogs, we don't know what our neighbors are doing. You know what I mean? So they've got a toxic bite. They have found and proven that hyperthyroidism in cats comes from the outgassing of what they get from carpets and furniture. And they also, right after that, put out a study that was exactly what was causing thyroid problems in humans, was the outgassing that we're getting from our furnitures and different things. So what happens to them from that perspective is they get inflammation in the digestive system. Now, what does that mean? In your gut, no matter what you are, pet or human, you're lining those tiny, beautiful cells that should be mucus-like, should shed and rebuild themselves every 3 to 5 days. When you have an inflammatory start going on where you've taken antibiotics or they've taken antibiotics and steroids and they've not been given a probiotic or something to help them restore the cells, then the cells shed off and they don't rebuild themselves. It'd be like you get a sunburn on the outside of your skin in a way, and your cells shed off your outside skin and don't rebuild themselves. So that's what's happening internally. And as this goes on for a long period of time, you know, disease is a process. We don't wake up one day with whatever problem we're having. It has been manifesting in our system for a long time in many cases. So in our animals, they've got the same things that we have. They're getting too many drugs. They're not being given the right kind of food, very important. And as you've seen the trends, Ed, in food, you know that what happened in humans, going grain-free or going gluten-free or going, you know, this is one of the other things that causes the inflammation in the gut is food sensitivities. So now people like you at Nutrition World have good quality or at least explaining to people that they need good quality food, and a lot of these mass market companies have thrown just anything into the food. So now we're seeing grain-free, we're seeing single proteins, because the reason you develop a food sensitivity or a food allergy in that case is because of a protein. That protein can be gluten, it could be beef, chicken, or whatever. So it's too many antibiotics, it's too many of absorptions of toxins in their systems, too many steroids, and the wrong kind of food, which I am all about food.
Wow, that you have said so much, and I am so anxious to get in our next segment where we're going to more probably detail some of the options and suggestions, because every day people come in and say, my pet's got these skin allergies. They've got the hair problem. They've got the ear problem. There's stink coming out of their ears. There's obviously fungus, not feeling well. They got diarrhea. All those are being treated as a symptom, and no one except few people like yourself is looking into the bigger picture. And, it's just enlivening to me. And you are so full of information that actually Jean Marie and myself didn't really have to say anything, because you're so educating us so much, which is great. But it is time for us to take a break. And when we come back, I want to get back into the really super duper details of what can a person do to change the health of their pet. So we've got that plus a lot more to come. For Jean Marie, and I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my guest today, Ms. Brenda Watson, and we are discussing a very important topic, which is our chronic health ailments that is going on in our pets, our cats and our dogs. And the cure for these things is not another round of antibiotics or steroids normally. There are cases where that is important. But Brenda, go ahead and let's start talking again. And I know that a big chunk of our previous conversation was the gut and how the gut is relating to these chronic ailments. And I want to say one thing. Listeners who are tuning in, they might be saying, well, my pet doesn't seem to have any gut pain. We're not talking about gut pain. We're talking about a part of the body that is vitally important to build, maintain good immune systems and health. And once those little very small cellular structures get damaged, you have something called leaky gut. And that is allowing these big molecules to go in that should not, and the body attacks it and creates inflammation. And that inflammation is why we're having all of these ear infections and these skin disorders and these, and cancer even. All of these things are being caused by a root reason, and mainstream medicine is not looking at that. And I mean, did I say that pretty correctly?
You certainly did. You certainly did. And I think one of the things we have to approach it from, Ed, is from, okay, what can we do to create a healthy gut environment? The microbiome has been, you know, the center of the health industry now since 2004 and 5, when the first study started around 2002. However, looking at how can we benefit our pet, the first thing we have to do is go to the core. What's your core? You heal from the inside out, as you know. So if you've got something on the outside, the problem's inside. We've discussed that. So the way our company is called Vital Planet, and we are leading. We do have, you know, different remedy formulas, but I want to speak first on probiotics, because I know that word now rings a bell with most people. I think most people know the importance, who are at least going into a health food store, know the importance of probiotics. And I sort of coined the term years ago, it's the multivitamin for the gut. We take a multivitamin every day. If, you know, most people that are aware take a multivitamin every day. Well, it's very important to take a multivitamin for the gut. And it's just as important to do it for your dogs and your cats. So we lead at Vital Planet with going back to the gut and saying, okay, if you need a probiotic as a human, which you do most of the time, then your dog or your cat needs one. So why do they need it? Because probiotics do the same thing. They protect your animal from pathogenic bacteria, viruses, toxins, infections, and all sorts of things, and also it protects that nice mucus gut lining. It creates motility in the animal and helps with, you know, the bile secretion. So they're able to digest protein, starches, and fats. That's what your digestive system should do, to help you break protein to amino acids, fats to fatty acids, and starches and down into simple sugars. So that's what carbohydrates down to simple sugars. So that's what it is. It's a gatekeeper. It creates a gatekeeper inside your gut, probiotics do, that say, okay, not a foreign invader. I'm letting you in as a nutrient into the bloodstream. It also makes vitamins, minerals, vitamin B12. It produces the enzymes that we need for digestion of food, and it modulates the immune system. I mean, that's like four things right there: protection, absorption, function, modulation, and production. That's not all they do. That's just what I can tell you in a very simple way in a short period of time that probiotics do. Why would you not want to do that for your dog or your cat? Because then you're going back to what we've all been preaching all these years is prevention. But, you know, Ed, most of the time what we get is we get people that come in that have moved over to the other side of the coin, and they're not in prevention, but they're into some other type of long-term illness. And hopefully my message today will reach people and say, start, if you can do nothing else, start your dog or your cat on a probiotic. And that's what we do at Vital Planet. We make high-potency, multi-strain probiotics for species-specific. In other words, cats do not have the same gut bacteria as dogs do. They're very different. So a cat probiotic should be different than a dog probiotic.
That is so interesting, and you've taught me so much. In fact, I know I listened to a lecture just recently, and there, I walked away and with my other people who were with me, and they were like, wow, I never knew that stuff. And I want to tell the listeners, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake, and I want to thank you for joining us. We have Brenda Watson, who is with Vital Planet, which is a amazingly ethical and wonderful company that's representing a new paradigm and conversation in our pets, because we're epidemic with massive vet bills, with chronic conditions that come and go constantly. They don't just come and then you give one round of something and they leave. These things are like the life of a pet. Now, I will say, and you just made the huge statement about the extreme importance of probiotics in pets. And I don't want people to think the same thing that they think sometimes with the human stuff. Oh, I ran over to the big box store and I picked up something that said probiotics. Listen, people, the devil's in the details. I have been doing this for almost 40 years. I'm 39 years this year in owning Nutrition World, and I've been life-wise probably about 52 of my 60 years I've been super involved with this holistic life that I lead. And most products being marketed are at best useless, and that's just I'm trying to be kind. We cannot expect the government to be our big brother and always looking over and checking everything. Yes, they have a place, and yes, there's standards that have to be met, but those standards are not very strict, and it's easy to pull the wool over, you know, with marketing, with correct marketing. So I want people to know that if you want to and you believe in what we call functional holistic medicine, you're going to have to search out the products, because I'm telling you, my daughter, who has three dogs, she is astounded at the pure, poor junk ingredients that she finds in all the supplements at the big box stores. And I'm not against big box stores, because they should carry good products, but they're not. So, you know, I'm just so thankful that you have entered this market, that we can make a change in regard to what people now can have as an option to help build their pet's health. And you're right, building the health, not treating, that's the big thing. So we've got about five more minutes. So maybe take another bullet point or two for the listeners. What would be the first step? I know probiotics. So is there a second step that they would do after that?
Yes, we have, we have the probiotics. And again, they're high potency, 20 billion cultures per serving and 10 different strains. Dogs need more bifido. Cats need more lactose. So people sometimes, and the reason I say this, Ed, people sometimes say, oh, I give them my probiotic, but there are certain strains that are specific to animals. I just want to say that, and that's what's in our Flora dog and Flora cat product. But yes, after you look at that, then we have to look at, Ed, what about, just like you said, a dog or a cat, especially even a dog coming in with skin and coat problems or hip and joint problems, that have already crossed the line. They've already gone over to having pain, going to the vet, getting onto the drugs. We have really high potency hip and joint formulas for dogs. You know, today there is a rescue revolution going on in this country. We're trying to rescue as many dogs as cats as we can. And many of them, we have no idea what their nutritional background has been. So the next thing you want to do preventively, really, is start looking at hip and joint problems, because they say that not one animal will not end up with some type of hip and joint problem as they age. So we have incredible formulas that are higher potency than mostly what you will see. And you're absolutely right about picking formulas that have true efficacy, not something you go in and it's window dressing, I call it. You go in, you could not go into, I won't even say the store, but you could not go into one big box store and hardly find anything that doesn't come from China. And we cannot have that in our pets anymore. So we do not make treats at Vital Planet. We make supplements. We make supplements that have potency. So hip and joint is the next area, because it is the number one reason people go in to purchase a supplement for their animal, because by the time they realize, through whatever reason, immobility, knowing that the animal's in pain, then they now go and reach for a hip and joint problem. And we have two ways we look at this. We have a formula that actually would be good for puppies to start on, which would be prevention again, the word prevention, and you would start your puppy sort of supplementing with this hip and joint. But we have a soft chew hip and joint for older dogs, and one soft chew has over 800 milligrams of glucosamine and chondroitin, which is that's a good high potency supplement that's going to do an animal some good. If you're going to go spend money on supplements, at least get something with potency. And that's our big message at Vital Planet. We are not making dog treats. We are making supplements.
Wow. So, I love that. I love that. And we're almost out of time, but I want to say this, all issues of health does require learning, because we are complex beings. We're in a very chaotic, toxic world, and we have to know how to move past that, how to detox, how to protect our bodies. And it isn't like back when we lived on the farms or the jungle. But I want to say that I trust you and your company totally, exclusively, and I rarely can say that about any pet companies, and I'm very, very much of a skeptic when it comes to analyzing, evaluating things. And we now have your product line at Nutrition World, and you have a wonderful book for people who really want to dig into it that is on the rack where we have the supplements. And so I want people to know they can come into Nutrition World, they can purchase that book. We have free information. You supply marvelous flyers and pamphlets that address all these things that you're talking about. So I'm just thrilled to death that we've had this conversation, and I know that the whole country is going to be benefiting by what you're doing, saying, and preaching in regard to a very lone voice in this big world. Because, functional medicine has really evolved a whole lot with humans, but it simply isn't with pets. And one last thing, because we're going to run out of time. People may say, oh, well, I don't have the money to spend. Oh, I can almost promise you, and I think you would say this too, that you're going to spend less money down the road, because we all know how expensive vet visits are. And when you prevent disease and you address it with these kind of products and policies and philosophies and foods, you are going to save money most of the time, maybe even half of what you're spending if your pet is chronically sick. I hate to say goodbye, Brenda. It's been so wonderful, but it is time for us to take a break. And so when we come back, I'll be discussing a little bit more about this. And I wish you the very best, Brenda. And please stay in contact. And I hope to interview you again soon. So
you will.
Great.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
And thank you. So we've got all that and more to come on show. I'm Ed Jones.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. I'm Ed Jones. And thank you for joining us today and making us a part of your day. Please visit our website at www.vitalhealthradio.com, built by Avalon Design Studio. Well, that was just an amazing last two segments with Brenda Watson on how to truly address pet health. Because I'm so involved in prevention, holistic, and nutrition, it's music to my ears, because we as a society have so badly missed the point and mark of how to create optimal health. We know pretty dang well how to treat acute diseases. We are fantastic at diagnosing. And where the fault lies, as far as where we're falling down, is how do we prevent these diseases from happening in the first place? I had a physician once a long time ago say to me, you know, it's a whole lot easier to keep the horse in the barn than to let it loose and try to go round it up. And that's what's happened in today's society for humans, but even more so for pets. And we've kind of been cornered as far as options because the, you know, you can find people who talk the talk of nutrition, holistic diets, supplements, all day long if you want to search for those people as far as our human condition. But it's tough to find someone who has a working knowledge of nutrition and pets. I know about 12 years ago, I had a golden retriever who I loved dearly and took her to the vet one day and she had swollen lymph nodes. And the vet said, I really feel this is lymphoma. And I just broke down bawling my eyes out because it was such a gut punch to me. And she was only like 6 or 7 years old and she was the sweetest thing. And we, you know, opted to not do any what we call heroic medicine. We did more holistic. She lived about 6 more months with quality days and passed away. Well, I continued at that moment is when the light went off on me that I've been talking about human health in my entire career, but never thought about it for the pets. And so I kind of felt responsible because when I started looking into the foods that I had been feeding her, I was clueless to the fact that we have to be researchers almost to determine which food is best because most of the food that is being sold is so unhealthy. It may look pretty on the package, but the raw materials and where they come from and the sourcing of it and the chemicals, all the things that create a toxic body are found in pet foods. And just because you're spending a lot of money doesn't absolutely guarantee that you're getting good sourcing. So I'm just thrilled that we have someone like Brenda Watson and her company as far as new options to address on that. There is a veterinarian named Dr. Becker, and she is in conjunction with Mercola on Mercola.com, which is one of my most favorite websites. She has another site, and I don't remember exactly the web address, but it's under the Mercola.com site. And she has the most amazing articles on holistic and the conversation that we just had with Brenda Watson. So for those who want to look into something, Dr. Becker, veterinarian, you can look at her site and would be very, very thrilled with it. I do want to say, and Dr. Green is on vacation, so we're not going to have the spiritual moment of the day, but I want to talk about some of the events that are coming up because, again, being educated about your health is crucial. You cannot or should not ever try to expect others to take care of you. Now, if you're in a serious automobile accident or something acutely happens, well, we can expect that because we're disabled and helpers will come. But as far as keeping you healthy and helping you to recover from chronic disease, you're going to have to be partnering on this journey. And I tell people all the time, you know, you need to try to put together a team approach. You know, you can have your regular physician, you can have your nurse practitioner, very important to have. But then you're probably will need to look into, you know, someone who knows about foods and diet, maybe exercise, maybe a personal trainer, maybe stress relief, maybe the right counselor, maybe learning how to be mindful and meditate, perhaps a yoga class. So you're putting together this team approach, and people often want to find that one fix, that one cure, that one miracle supplement, and it just isn't possible because health is a combination that comes like a huge puzzle, and you've got all these little components. And you have to plug in a good majority of those pieces to the puzzle for the kind of goals that we all want, which is to live a long, healthy, quality life. You know, I don't believe that all the 72 pills that I take a day and the fact that I'm at the gym 6 days a week and that I'm very cautious about the foods I eat, I honestly don't think it's going to add many years to my life. And I'm not concerned with that any longer. What I am focused on, and my goal is quality. Quality energy, you know, being able to enjoy a sunrise and going dancing if I want and being able to work and fulfill my heart. We all know how the struggles that come with feeling sickly. You know, there's a difference between feeling sickly and being ill. We have a nation that is living in a gray twilight of health. They're just stumbling through life because they never, since their 20s, have felt the vital energy that was meant for us to have, even as we age, if we do the right things. And the right things is part of it is learning, and learning from people you trust that are ethical and trustworthy. So we've got several events coming up because I'm talking about learning. Nutrition World is focused heavily on bringing in people who I approve and I respect in order to teach all of us the ins and outs of new options as far as our health. On June 22nd, a gentleman named Matt Davis, he is a professional bodybuilder of untold level. In Chattanooga, I don't know if there's anyone that will that I respect any more than him, because he is a very intelligent, savvy, a voracious reader of information. He personally tests everything on himself in, as far as workouts and supplements and diet programs. This guy is in a walking encyclopedia, and he is going to give a lecture on fitness nutrition, optimizing exercise with supplementation. It will be something to see, I promise you. And my one of my great employees, Adam Chauncey, will be partnering with him, speaking about how to eat right, what to do, how do you time your protein, should I do carbs, should I not do carbs, you know, what kind of fats, all this to produce low body fat, great-looking physique, strength in the gym, the things that people want who are really putting effort out. I mean, I'm a huge fan, of course, of exercise for health, but, you know, I am a little bit selfish. I want to look fit and be healthy. I want both of those. So you can log on Nutrition W under events, or you can go to Facebook and find more information on that. Now, on June 24th, we're going to have a class called The Essential Oils for Everybody with Beth Cunningham. It'll be June 24th at 2 o'clock at the Wellness Corner downstairs. This is a $10 charge because you will be getting a lot of goodies and information and things that actually, you know, would require us to spend money on. So it's $10. You, again, can sign up on Facebook, and that will be June 24th. And then on July 14th, Biohacking for Overall Life Performance with Dr. Matt Smith and Katie Jones. Biohacking is an unbelievable term. It has to do with taking some aspect of your life and, I say, turbocharging it, making it get to a level that you'd never dream possible. I love biohacking my brain. You know, how can I make myself think more clearly and be creative and be sharp and not have foggy thinking? Well, that's biohacking, is like, what nutrients, what kind of practice can I do? How do I arrange my life so that I can have better systems of any system, whether it be the physique, the energy, the creativity, all this. So this Dr. Matt Smith with Katie is going to be in a truly life-changing lecture. So I would encourage you to do this. It's on July 14th from 10 to 11 at the Wellness Corner. The Wellness Corners are building downstairs that offers this. And on July 15th, we're going to have a mindful market with health and wellness experts. It's going to be in the parking lot from 11 a.m. to 4. And then we're going to have a losing weight through better energy production with Dr. Michael Smith at Life Extension on July 24th, 6:30 to 8. And then the thing that one of the topics I'm so always excited about, and it just keeps growing, is the power of medicinal mushrooms. We're going to have a medicinal mushroom class 101 on July 31st at 6:30. So we have a packed schedule coming up, and it is just exciting to me because I just live for this conversation. I love to see people do amazing things because we hopefully are helping them. Well, you know what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, which is presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, who's on vacation from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.